I am pursuing other opportunities here in town that I'm not able to as a board member, as being part of the school board at this time. So,
but not something we're going to go into detail on right now, right?
No. Okay. And nothing scandalous.
Okay. So as a school board president for quite a while now, it seems like a lot has happened in these last few years. We had community meetings about what to do in case these really dramatic cuts happen to the school district. The school district was kind of talking about the worst case scenario. It's been kind of a dramatic roller coaster ride in some ways.
Yes. And for people who are sort of just tuning in to what's going on in state politics, it probably comes as a big shock that there would be suggestions of reductions of this size. But if you have been following along, you would have known that we were starting to face a fiscal crisis several years ago at the beginning of Governor Walker's term. And there were suggestions being made at that time on how to fix it. And basically, we went through Governor Walker's entire term of not putting any solutions into place. And then as Governor Dunleavy came into office, we kind of met our end point. You know, if we don't solve something, then dramatic cuts need to be suggested or could be suggested. And that's the route that he took in his first year. And, you know, of course, us at the school district found that very surprising because education is one of the items that is constitutionally mandated that the state pay for it. So to all of a sudden say within 1 year that you have to cut out a fourth of what you have been doing, it was going to be a 25% cut to our budget here in Petersburg. It was a shock. It was a shock to us. And so we ran through a couple of scenarios on what it might look like, and we rolled that out to the community. Of course, we were happy to not see that 25% reduction go through. But even at this time, although it's not a dramatic cut, we're not receiving the $30 million one-time funding, which had been in last year's budget that they actually rolled out. We're now just receiving the BSA.
In terms of where we're at now in the state budget and the school district, sounds like there's not going to be maybe a dramatic cut this year.
What might impact town here is school bond debt reimbursement is only being offered at 50%, which is where they ended last year, at a 50% reimbursement. Even though the legislature had put it through as 100%, it was vetoed down to 50% coverage. And that's not a school debt. That is a borough debt. And so then it is placed on the borough taxpayers.
Okay. So what would you tell people about the Petersburg School Board? Because there is now a vacancy and the school board will be looking to fill that vacancy.
I think that it's a great opportunity to become involved. I would caution someone who's interested in joining the board because they have a single issue that they want solved within the school district to try to solve it by becoming a school board member. It is always best to try and solve it going up through the channels, you know, working with the person who's closest to the issue that you're having.
You would encourage people who have a general interest in education to apply?
Yeah, a general interest in what's going on at our school. I would encourage anyone who's interested in applying for the school board to give it a shot. You don't have to worry about not knowing everything. There is training that's provided by the association, by the conferences that we give. The superintendent does some training with you and the school board members as well. We'll help you along. You'll receive lots of publications that are written in everyday language to help you figure out like what your role is as a school board member and when you've crossed the line as a board member and whose job it is to handle personnel and whose job is it to oversee the budget. And you learn all of those things. So don't think that you have to come in having all of that knowledge. And it's actually an excellent time to kind of dip your toe into the school board world or even an elected position, because this term will end in October no matter what. And the person who is appointed to this seat will then have to decide whether they want to rerun again in the October election.
So they can kind of test it out, test the waters.
Yes, test the waters, give it a try. And it's a great opportunity. It's a great board to work with. They're very functional at this time. I think there's a lot of experience on the board and even some new fresh ideas. It's a good mix right now. So it's a great place to try out public service.